should move the rook to protect his queen's knight.
Which one is that, the horse or the tower?
Oh, I forgot you don't play chess. You should let me teach you. It's a lot of fun.
I'm not very good at games. I'm better at lunch and a movie. Besides, I'll leave chess to the brains.
Come on, your IQ is not exactly at the bottom of the evolutionary scale, you know.
How would you know?
Because when I worked in the high school office for extra credit, I looked at everybody's files.
You sneak! So who was higher?
It's not a contest.
I know that. Who was higher?
It doesn't really mean anything.
Okay. Who was higher?
You would be good at chess.
I was higher.
Of course you wouldn't beat me.
You were higher?
I've practiced.
I was higher?
I think we'd tie a lot.
You were higher.
Emma, you're either going to have to eat faster or learn to study at home.
Huh?
See you later.
Bye.
The seat taken?
No.
How's the ravioli?
Pretty bad.
Yeah, I went for the pot roast. How bad could it be?
You're about to find out.
Oh. I guess you're wondering why you haven't seen me around. Just transferred. I did my last year here and then on to Yale. It's Ivy League.
Established 1701.
I'm Jason Crawford.
Emma McArdle. Pass the ketchup.
I used to know a Jimmy. Pass the ketchup. Are you any relation? Sorry. Allow me.
No, please. Okay. It's
okay. Oh. I'll just clear you up.
No, please don't.
Sorry. You know, most guys, they'd be embarrassed about something like this, but I say, what the hell? Someday we'll laugh about it. Maybe over a hot chocolate at a Yale-Harvard game.
You'll excuse me. I have a date with my dry cleaner.
I guess you're wondering why you haven't seen me around.
Attention, students. This is a reminder. There'll be a Beat Jefferson High pep rally today at 3:30 in the auditorium. Thank you.
Hey. Hi. Here's your book. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. How was it today?
Gruesome. We have a test tomorrow on compounds.
Emma! Remember me? Jason Crawford? I was wearing a t-shirt, you were wearing ketchup.
I remember. Jenny, this is Jason, the one I met in the cafeteria.
Oh. Hi.
Hi. So, how'd you guys meet?
Oh, we live together.
Do your parents know about this? Excuse me, I'm transferring into this class. I have to give her my card. Be right back.
I wish you were transferring into my class.
It's because you've never had lunch with him.
So what? He's still cute.
I better go.
Okay.
Bye.
See you later.
Where's your friend?
Oh, she's in another class.
Great. Then we can be lab partners. Mix up a little DNA, create new forms of life.
Sorry, but we're experimenting with hydrochloric acid today, and I'd like to live to see study hall.
Yeah, I'm sorry about what happened in the cafeteria. I guess I'm just all thumbs when it comes to a pretty girl. Well, no, not all thumbs. Give me another chance, okay?
It's not that. I already have another lab partner, Harry.
Oh, Bleak.
Listen, I have to get some chemicals from the closet. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay.
You're in my seat.
Harry, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, but you're gonna have to find a new lab partner.
Why?
Just between us. Emma, she needs a new kidney. I'm the most likely donor, so they put us together to see if we're compatible.
Can I have my seat back now?
Oh, Harry. White socks and brown shoes. Harry, VIP passes to the Star Trek convention if you let me be Emma's lab partner.
No kidding?
Trekkie's honor.
Deal.
Great. Beam yourself up, Harry. Here she is.
Hey, why is Harry sitting over there?
I told him you and I wanted to be lab partners.
Jason, Harry was getting me through this course.
Oh, don't worry. We'll make great chemistry together. Just help me brush up a little. Like, what's the symbol for hydrogen?
H.
H! That one always throws me.
Okay, everybody, settle down. Today we'll be continuing our experiments on the properties of acids. Jason Crawford.
Right here.
Good. I see you found a lab partner. Emma, if you'll help Jason as we go along, I'll be around to check how everyone is doing.
Okay, partner, what do we do?
Okay, first we combine hydrochloric acid with the base.
King me.
Jason, can I do this, please?
Sure. Mood music. They're combining for the first time. Want the swizzle stick?
Thanks.
Want to go to the dance with me Saturday?
I don't think so.
Does that mean you'll think about it?
No, I make it a policy not to date my lab partners.
Well, in Harry's case, I can understand. We're talking a whole new ball game here.
Jason, let's just get this done, okay?
Please go to the dance with me. You'd go to the dance with me, wouldn't you? She's just jealous because I asked her first.
Jason, forget about the dance, okay? Take this, put some acid on the litmus paper to see if it's been neutralized.
Okay. Can't get it. Well, we need a little suction action here.
Jason! Oh, my God, Mrs. Spencer! Jason swallowed acid. What do I do?
Would you consider a little mouth-to-mouth resuscitation?
Would you consider mouth-to-mouth resuscitation? Do you believe that?
Are you kidding me? I hate men who expect CPR. Even if they buy you dinner first?
You guys, this isn't funny. He's ruining my life.
Spilling ketchup on your lap in the cafeteria is hardly ruining your life.
Boy, you guys are sure tough on us men.
We're not tough on men.
Then why isn't she going to the dance with this guy?
Because he's publicly humiliated me twice.
Hello? Yeah, who shall I say is calling? Jason Crawford?
That's him.
That's him? That's you? That's him.
Tell him I'm not here.
Jason heard you say you weren't here.
You could always say you're too busy to talk.
Oh, no, that was Jenny. Jason says hi.
Hi.
Jenny says hi.
How did he get our number?
How did you get our number? Laura Goodwin gave it to him for 2 Van Halen tickets.
Wow, does he have any more?
Hey, you got any more? That was Chip, Jenny's brother.
Forget it.
That was Allie, Jenny's mother. I'm Kate, Emma's mother. Now you know all of us. Hi.
Tell him I don't want to talk to him.
She doesn't want to talk to you. Does that mean you won't go to the dance with him on Saturday night?
Yes.
No, she said yes, but she meant no.
Tell him it's no great loss.
Chip, don't listen. Paint.
How do I do that?
Pretend you're Van Gogh.
He says he won't take yes, meaning no, for an answer.
Oh, I'll talk to him. She's coming. Hello, Jason, it's Emma. Please. I don't want to go to the dance with you. Case closed. No, you can't motion for an appeal. Look, I really have to go. My paint is drying. No, I don't need any body work. Goodbye. All right. Mom, he says goodbye.
Bye, Jason.
She says goodbye. Yes, Jenny says goodbye. Everyone says goodbye, Jason.
Goodbye, Jason.
Bye. Oh, I do not believe that boy. He's driving me absolutely crazy.
He's also totaling your wardrobe.
Hi.
Hi.
Attention, students. Coach Caruso has apologized to the cheerleading squad on behalf of his team for the incident at yesterday's pep rally, and the game will be played as scheduled. Thank you.
No.
We don't even have to dance. We can just sway.
Jason,
Emma, I'm crazy about
crazy.
You. Guess we're just a couple of crazy kids in love, huh?
We're not in love. You're not even my type.
Well, what's your type? I can change. You like a brain or a jock?
Jason, I don't want you to do anything for me.
You mean you like me just the way I am? Great! Where would you like to eat after the dance?
No, I mean, I don't want you to do anything for me, but leave me alone. Please.
Oh. I see.
Finally.
Guess I made a pretty big fool out of myself.
No, Jason, love.
Forget about it. Forget it. I want to go for a little walk.
You can't. Class is starting. You don't have class.
I want to be alone for a while.
Good morning. Are we ready for the exam? Are we ready to give up high-paying jobs at DuPont and become sharecroppers? Then take one and pass them back.
Is this an open book test?
Yes.
Yeah.
You were supposed to open your books last night to study for it. So let's hope you did.
Attention, all you hot babes and cool dudes. You're listening to Station WLUV Love, broadcasting live from outside the principal's office. And we've got a dedication going out to Emma McArdle from her secret admirer, who's still up for taking her to the dance on Saturday. Or, I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. WLUV, signing off.
Open the door.
You're kidding. He actually said that over the loudspeaker in front of the entire school?
Emma is now a legend in her own time.
If I were Emma, I'd be flattered. I'd be furious.
I'd be making out in the gym. But I'm sure Emma wouldn't.
What's for dinner?
Fine, thank you, and I hope your day was rich and full. We're having leftovers from last night.
I hated what we had last night.
Well, you can hate it again tonight, warmed over.
I hope that's pizza.
Pizza?
Whoa, Twilight Zone!
We didn't order pizza.
Does an Emma McArdle live here?
Yeah.
It's all paid for. Enjoy.
Thanks. There's a card on top addressed to Emma.
Should we open it? Well, if we don't, it'll get cold.
No, I meant the card.
So did I.
You guys can. It's Emma's. It's from that guy, Jason. Want to hear what it says?
You guys.
He already opened it.
Emma, you're the top. You're the tower of pizza. Here.
Emma's gonna die.
You have to admit it is adorable.
And it's better than leftovers. Let's see.
Emma McArdle?
If it's paid for, yes. Thank you.
If that's Mushu Pork, I'll go to the dance with him.
He's got a cookie envelope. Public domain. After the dance, we'll get married and have four kids. With six, we'll get egg roll.
I think she ought to go for it.
At least we know that he's a good provider.
What is it?
Spare ribs.
Maybe I misjudged this boy. Burgers!
Lamb chops!
Pastrami on rye for Emma McArdle?
That's me!
You guys split the sandwich. I get this note. My humor is wry, I'm on a roll. Your love, I will finagle. So don't dally, please be my date. I'm not too proud to bagel. Matzah love, Jason.
It's not Byron, but it's not bad.
He's crazy.
Hey, Chip, take it easy on those spare ribs. This is Emma's party. Save her at least one.
If that's Ronald McDonald, tell him we're all full.
Jason.
Ready for strawberry shortcake?
Perhaps just a sliver.
Fine.
Thanks. Is Emma around?
We thought she was with you.
Oh, I wish.
I'm Kate McArdle, Emma's mother.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jason, this is my mom and my brother Chip.
Why don't I just take this off your hands?
Great ribs.
Would you like to join us for a piece of cake?
Sure. So, Emma missed the pizza and everything?
Yeah, sorry.
We liked it.
Does that mean you'll all go to the dance with me?
We'll think about it.
Jason, your broadcast this afternoon was hysterical. My entire American history class was cracking up right in the middle of the Depression.
Did Emma like it?
I don't know. I haven't seen her. Did you get in a lot of trouble?
They didn't catch me. I jumped out the window before they broke the door down.
That's cool.
No, it's not.
Jason, where do you live?
Washington Square. My parents just moved here from Florida. Fortunately, I had them traced.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
What are you doing here?
Jason brought you dinner.
What?
Well, actually, I had it sent. But I brought dessert.
Strawberry shortcake.
I don't know what to say.
How about thanks, and I'd love to go to the dance with you.
Thanks. Thanks to you, I just spent the last 2 hours in detention.
What for?
The principal called me into his office to find out who was singing to me over the PA system, and when I wouldn't tell him, he gave me a week's detention.
You took the rap from me? You're amazing. You're Mother Teresa. You're Golda Meir. Now, you're Joan of Arc. You're Ingrid Bergman as Joan of Arc. I'm crazy about this girl.
No, you're not. You're just crazy. Why are you doing this to me?
Because I like you?
Well, it's not mutual. First you humiliate me, and now I'm on detention.
Why don't we sit down and talk about this calmly over cake?
I'm sorry about what happened.
So am I.
Well, I wish that there was a way that I could make it up to you.
Forget it.
I know. How about you let me take you to the dance Saturday?
Jason, I don't want to go to the dance with you, okay?
No, your mom's right. Let's talk about this after dessert.
I don't want to talk, and I don't want your dessert.
It's the cake. The cake is innocent.
Jason, take your cake and eat it.
That was intense.
Emma, he didn't mean to get you in trouble.
Where else are you going to find a guy that sends pastrami?
I can't believe you guys are all on his side. What?
Would this be a bad time to ask if I can borrow your chem notes? Thought so. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Jason. What's for dinner?
Please. Spent my allowance for an entire month. Emma's still mad at me?
Yeah.
Well, she'll cool off when she finds out that I confessed to the principal. She's off the hook.
You did?
Of course. No, I'm not as big a jerk as Emma thinks I am.
What'd they do to you?
Week's detention and I'm barred from ever entering the senior talent show.
Take my advice. If you want Emma to like you, I think you should maybe ease up a little. You know, give her a little more time to get to know you.
I don't have time. The dance is Saturday.
So you can always go with your friends and then ask her to dance.
I don't have friends. I mean, people still stare at me in the halls like I'm a visitor from another planet.
I know what you mean. When I moved here from Connecticut, they acted like I was invisible.
No kidding?
Yeah. I was real lonely.
So what'd you do to fit in?
I latched on to Emma. Guess there's just something about her.
Yeah. There she is. Hi.
Jason,
listen.
Don't come near me, okay? I don't want to see you or speak to you or have anything to do with you.
No, I just...
You've done enough damage for one lifetime, okay? If you're not going to leave me alone, I'm going to transfer to another class.
Come on, just give me a chance to...
Ruin my clothes, humiliate me, get me expelled? Goodbye.
Emma, wait a minute. Emma, he was just trying to tell you he confessed to the principal.
He did?
Yeah, and he got you off detention.
He did?
Yeah, only now he's on detention.
He is?
Yeah, Emma, he's a really nice guy. You just gotta give him a chance.
But the way he acts.
It's only because he's lonely. I mean, he doesn't know anybody.
Boy, now I feel like a jerk. Again. What is it about that guy?
He likes you. I think you're really lucky.
Excuse me. Emma, you don't have to transfer. I will. I'm also going to call off the wedding.
Listen, Jason, Jenny told me you got me off the hook. Thanks a lot.
It's okay.
And if you're going to act like a normal person, maybe we should both stay in the class and try to be friends.
Great.
I'll see you later. Bye.
Go ahead, start without me. I just want to talk to Jenny for a minute. Did you really mean it when you said that you thought that Emma was lucky?
You were listening?
Of course. Thanks for the compliment.
It's okay.
I think it's the first one I've gotten since I've moved to New York. Except for a few people who said they like my tan. And thanks for helping me out with Emma.
You're welcome. Well, I better get going.
I'm just glad that you and I got to be friends. Even if it meant ruining Emma's life.
Hey. Don't blow it in there.
Right.
Oh, thanks a lot, guys. I wouldn't want you to break a nail.
$400 for these beds, and they won't even carry them upstairs.
Jenny, Emma, your new beds are here. Come on down and give us a hand.
All right. Finally, we have real beds. Now we need satin sheets.
Cotton sheets and a satin nightgown? Flannel nightgown and satin slippers.
Boy, you never see Joan Collins in a flannel nightgown.
Never seen Joan Collins in a single bed.
Come on, somebody, take this in.
I'm back.
Jason, I thought we agreed, just friends.
Oh, we are just friends. Hi, Jenny.
Hi. So what's this?
Well, the flowers, they give these away for free when you buy one of these little cards. Emma, wait a minute, Emma.
Don't we get to hear it?
No, I don't.
Please, we love your cards.
Now that we're friends, why not take a chance? All's well that ends, let's go to Las Vegas. He asked for the dance. I hate predictable rhymes. All right, Jason, you wore me down. I would be happy to go to the dance with you.
I don't quite know how to say this.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong?
What is it?
Now you've done it. The final humiliation.
What's the matter?
It's for you. Me?
Please don't say no. My ego's had a tough week.
Go, take him, please, without my blessing. Okay. I'd love to.
Great. I'll pick you up at 8.
Wait just a minute, Jason. You know, I can't help but noticing how strong you look. I bet you work out a lot, don't you?
Mom.
Yeah, sometimes.
Doesn't he look strong to you, Allie?
Oh, definitely strong. You know, Jason, I bet you could carry these beds upstairs with one hand tied behind your back.
Oh, my God.
Okay. What end?
This one.
Boy, the things you have to do to get a date in this town.
You want me to put those in water for you?
Not just yet.
Now that Jason has somebody to take to the dance, do you think he'll calm down?
Oh, I hope not.
Why?
Because I think he's charming. Besides, we could use more pizza.
He is charming, but he's also outrageous. I think on a day-to-day basis, that would drive me nuts.
Oh, wouldn't you like a man who would surprise you?
I had a man who surprised me.
Really? Who?
Charles.
Charles surprised you? With what?
Claire.
I mean, good surprises, like love songs over the loudspeaker.
I'd never be able to show my face in public.
Having 3 dinners delivered to your door?
I'd never know when to cook.
Your daughter likes it.
Your daughter hates it.
You think there was a mix-up at the hospital and we got the wrong kids?
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.